greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Anyhow, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, bonjourno, half a day, sawadee karup, guten tag, salam, shalom, peace now, how go vegan, peace now, how go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison kilitary industrial corporation in the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And for the next hour, your radio, your PC, your laptop, your iPod will be veganized for your protection. Veganized with tears this week. This was a sad week. And I'm not just talking about Congress, our wonderful congregation of Congress people caving into Bush. Not really that. I mean, that was definitely sad. But also the world lost a genuine hero, or I guess I should say heroine. I think greater in moral stature, certainly, than just about anyone on the political scene or the celebrity scene, for that matter. All of those programs out there, you know, Entertainment Tonight, E!, People Magazine, all should be wall-to-wall in tribute to Gretchen Weiler, who died this past week at the age of 75. Now, here was a true star, a star of stage, screen, television, and a name I've known virtually since I was a child growing up in New York. You'd always hear about Gretchen Weiler on Broadway or TV shows. I remember the Gary Moore show, but I mean, she was everywhere. And when you look at what she was in, look at how popular she's been over the years. I mean, she was in the original Guys and Dolls and Silk Stockings and Damn Yankees and Bye Bye Birdie and all of that in a career spanning 50 years. Yet recently, she was on Dallas and Friends and Judging Amy and Providence and other programs. We will talk about her show business career a little bit later on in the hour on Go Vegan with Bob Linden with one of her longtime show business associates, actress Marcia Kramer. That coming up. But as talented as she was on the show business side, what a person of substance who led a life dedicated to compassion and alleviating the suffering of the most oppressed among us, innocent animals who were always in her heart. So if we can have weeks on end, 24/7 of Anna Nicole and 24/7 Paris Hilton, and what have they ever done anyway? What have they ever done to gain the attention and exposure that we give them, huh? Now, Gretchen Weiler did a lot. Now there's an inspiration. That's a true inspiration. One of the great women of our time. And we will have a tribute to her today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden and talk to friends and colleagues and hear why she was so special. She founded television's Genesis Awards, saying cruelty can't stand the spotlight. But today, the spotlight will be on Gretchen Weiler. She was always so good in the spotlight, too, and the spotlight was good to her. We'll hear from some of her close friends like Beverly Caskey, who worked many years with Gretchen on the Genesis Awards, co-producer right from the start, and to whom the baton has been passed. And she'll be on in just a few minutes talking about Gretchen. And also Jane Garrison, longtime activist. I know her for many years with PETA. She will be talking about the activism in which Gretchen participated. And also Virginia Handley a little later in the hour. Knew Gretchen for a very long time. And I do hope that the mainstream media will pay deserved tribute to Gretchen Weiler. Although let's say I do have, low expectations for the ABC, NNBC, BS, Fox censorship channel. About as much hope that I now have for Congress and you know, Bush has been beyond hope for forever. So, or maybe, you know, just a few members of Congress have the moral convictions of a Gretchen Whyler. You know, she wasn't the type to back down, but back down Congress did. And if it were not that I feel that there's a need to have a more dignified tone on this week's program than usual, or if ever, or for the first time, maybe. This might be a first. I did want to do a lot of name-calling of the Democrats, you know, similar to the way that I treat the RepubliarCon Nazi and Ill Party. But, you know, I'm forcing myself to biting my tongue. That's hard for a vegan to do, even though I just can't imagine what caused the turnaround for Congress. Where the Democrats decided to oppose Bush by giving him everything he wants. How did that happen? Is this democracy or just mockracy? Why do we delude ourselves into thinking that we have more than a one-party system here? It's RepubCon regular, you know, the mean wing of the party, and you have RepubCon light, the dumb wing of the party. It's baffling to me, truly baffling. You know, we'll show you George W. Bush. You'll see. We'll give you everything you want. And if that doesn't scare you, we'll give you more. Just ask. Mister, if you don't happen to like the timelines that we have set up for you for troop withdrawal, well, we'll take them out. Okay. There isn't anything you can do about it, you know. And by the way, should we make the check for $100 billion payable directly to Halliburton? Or would you like it in cash so you don't have to account for any of it as in the past, huh? Something has to explain this turnabout. Do you think that it was King George's appointment of Wolfgang Bush to be the new executive chef for Congress? Does that have anything to do with it? Yes, the same chef, Wolfgang Bush, whose bestseller Cooking with Anthrax spent so many weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Do you think that that had something to do with it? Now, you know, I'm not just saying all of this because
you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, with the failure of Congress to affect pretzel-dented Bush, it's a Congress of meat eaters. What would you expect? Except for one who was Dennis Kucinich, he's the vegan in Congress. Maybe he can stop by the White House and talk some sense to Bush, huh? Maybe bring over a nice bag of, it's probably banned from the White House now, those salted vegan snacks. It's the only thing that could take Bush out for a moment there, huh? You know. Pretzel-dented Bush. I don't know what we can say. I guess if indeed Kucinich brought over a bag of pretzels and, you know, for a conversation, maybe he could have something to wash it down. And I would suggest Mr. Kucinich bring over that frothy, refreshing beverage about which we speak so much on this program, that combination of organic peach juice and mint leaves all blended together. Peach mint. Peach mint. Sounds delicious, doesn't it? Over the years, many listeners have called me to ask, Bobby, why haven't you won a Genesis Award? And I tell them, I don't qualify. I don't qualify, you know, because the policy is to recognize those in the mainstream media and entertainment for exposing animal cruelty. You know, it's for, you know, Larry King doing a feature on Chinese fur, or a sitcom where the family falls in love with a cow and stops eating meat or recognizes what meat actually is, that meat was someone. So I suppose this show would actually be unfair competition to the news programs, the TV and the movies, after all. I guess if we were to qualify, this program could win a Genesis Award a week, and that wouldn't be fair. But still, I've been thinking, how can I get around the system? How can I break this rule? And that's the main reason, or one of the main reasons, I'm endeavoring to get this program on the Air America Radio Network. Yes, on a major national network, because maybe Air America can qualify for the Genesis Award for Go Vegan with Bob Linden for carrying this program. And then I can get to go on stage, although I must say, well, on stage, that the spirit of Gretchen Weiler would still be there. I get to go on stage in a penguin outfit, and I can thank my mother and Gandhi. And actually, as much as I would like to wear a penguin outfit on stage, out of respect to penguins, and I did love the movie March of the Penguins. Did you see that? What a great movie, huh? Where penguins looked more like people. They acted more like people, too. And I should note, for the male attendees of the Genesis Awards, or any vegan animal rights advocate who would attend a formal gathering, remember, tuxedos are wool, a fashion faux pas, especially at a gathering of animal advocates. So what I suggest you can do as I do, there's a need for a formal wear that is vegan, and that need is met at Friar Tux, F-R-I-A-R, Friar Tux. You can rent vegan formal wear. It's the dinner jacket, etc., and no wool. So that's it. Friar Tux. Next time you attend the Genesis Awards, let's see everybody in a white dinner jacket, huh? And that would be just wonderful. And remember that for next year's Genesis Awards. And again, coming up on today, the tribute that we have to Gretchen Weiler. And actually, it's in that spirit, her desire to expose animal cruelty to the world, because, you know, we're all optimists in the animal advocacy movement. We believe that once people know, people will take action. And you have the opportunity now to take action to help this program go on a major radio network. Well, radio network, XM, it'll be on the Air America network, guaranteed on the New York station, WWRL, guaranteed on the LA station, and which is 1150 AM, KTLK. And also XM Satellite, with 8.5 million subscribers and a roster of stations all around the country. And the Air America website, which has close to 500,000 individual visitors each month. You can help us get on that network. We're facing close to $200,000 in production and distribution costs over the next year. It looks like we've secured enough to go on the network with about $50,000. So I need everybody who has pledged to support this program to do so and make good on the pledge and send your tax-deductible donation now to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164. You can donate online at goveganradio.org. What we're trying to do is collect the $50,000, and then the goal for that is June 11th. If it happens the next week, okay, so be it. But the goal now is to collect $50,000 by June 11th. That would allow us to be on Air America the weekend of June 16th. This program would be fed to the Air America network Saturdays in between noon and 1 p.m. Eastern time. And we can be on the weekend of June 16th or the following weekend, the 23rd, as quickly as we gather those pledges. We need you to make a tax-deductible donation now. There's never been a vegan animal rights program on a major network. We can be on Air America with your help. You can be one of 200 Make It Happen vegans dedicated to raising $1,000 yourself and bringing it in, or send $10, $20, $100. We need this to happen to be on the air and expose animal cruelty the way that Gretchen Weiler did, and she certainly did with the Genesis Awards. Coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, as we have a tribute to Gretchen, who died this past week at age 75. We have Beverly Caskey coming up momentarily. Also, Jane Garrison and Virginia Handley and Marcia Kramer, all friends and colleagues of Gretchen Weiler. Today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Is your omega-3 a little fishy? Well, too bad if it is, because then you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life and fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. But now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru. Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru. Now, you've heard a lot about DHA. It's a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain required for functioning of all neural systems, including vision. In studies, low levels of DHA have been found in persons with heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, Alzheimer's, depression, ADD, insomnia, stress, hyperactivity, dyslexia. But with DHA supplementation, those conditions have improved. So, what you want to do is do it vegan, the vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, available at Whole Foods. You can go to the website, Nutru.com, Nutru.com, and you want to get your products from Nutru because it is a vegan company with products developed with your values in mind, ethical treatment of animals, utilization of sustainable plant sources, energy conservation, recycling, less demand on petrochemicals, and saving the fish.
Why does Canada let the baby seals be killed? Shame on you, Canada.
For sure. Well, there's a great vegan restaurant in Hollywood. If you're ever in traffic on the 101 freeway tied up at the Hollywood Boulevard exit, well, just exit right there, and Truly is right there. Truly, a vegan restaurant. It's at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Truly caters and Truly delivers. The phone number is 323-466-7958. 323-466-7958. It says right on the menu, we want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society by using products that are animal-free. We are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. And how good the greater good tastes at Truly's. And by the way, the vegan shabu-shabu, delicious. The vegan sushi, it's great. You can go there for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Pancakes and chicken, very popular item. Of course, it's not a real bird. It's a vegan restaurant. Soups and salads and sandwiches and burgers and wraps and veggie meats and curries. You'll enjoy it all at Truly, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. And there's a new website. Check it out. It's trulyvegan.net. Trulyvegan.net.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
Well, everything you do in life, you do at your best, right? You're like a high-performance pro. Well, how about eating that way? Well, now you can make the most of every bite and take your nutrition to the pro level with ProBar, the great-tasting, high-performance, convenient meal replacement energy bar. It's 100% vegan. ProBar, introducing new Superfood Slam, the whole food meal made with organic ingredients. 15 whole foods in every bar. Blended, not baked, no trans fats. ProBar at Whole Foods, REI, and independent retailers. And you can check the website, theprobar.com, for those retailers where you can buy ProBar near you. It's really delicious. Who would have imagined that you'd be getting your antioxidants from a delicious organic chocolate raspberry superfood slam, huh? Well, also available in six more flavors. It's ProBar. You'll love it. Go to the website. It's theprobar.com, theprobar.com.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we are happy to have Beverly Caskey with us. She's the Hollywood Office Director of HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, which produces the Genesis Awards. Prior to that, well, since 1995, she had co-produced the Genesis Awards with Gretchen Weiler when it was under the auspices of the ARC Trust, before it merged with HSUS. And welcome, Beverly. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I wish it were a happier occasion.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Beverly. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Okay. A lot on our mind, but thinking about Gretchen a lot.
Yes. So, yeah, Gretchen Weiler passing this week at the age of 75. How did you come to know Gretchen?
Well, let's see. I've known Gretchen for 11 years, and for the 10th Annual Genesis Award, I was invited as a guest of somebody, went and basically sat in that room, and I was transformed. I saw this dynamic woman on the stage. Everybody was sending a wave of love about animals, and I felt I had found my people. It was really an amazing experience, and it was upscale with celebrities, and really that was my first experience. And 6 months after that, an opportunity presented itself to come and work at the Ark Trust, and it was a big career move for me. I had worked for MGM and the Samuel Goldwyn Company doing various things with the studio, and met with Gretchen several times, and basically I think as a force of nature I got caught up in the current that was Gretchen Wiley, and I came here and my life just took a complete different direction, and I ended up in a career that I would not have imagined or planned.
Right, yeah. And now the baton has been passed to you for the Genesis Awards.
It has, indeed. I have taken on her role as the executive producer, but I must say that she taught me well.
Absolutely. What a wonderful program it is. Some people in the audience may not be familiar with the Genesis Awards. What are they?
The Genesis Awards is an annual event. Now in it, we're going into our 22nd year, that honors and rewards the news and entertainment media for spotlighting animal issues, bringing awareness where the media focuses on animal issues to bring awareness to the general public. It gives a second life to many of the works that the media does, and it also, by honoring them, we encourage them to do more.
And there is more and more coverage in the media now of animal issues, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's grown. The first event was a luncheon. And I know Gretchen would always say that they would, somebody would say, I think it was Tom Selleck on, I forgot the name of the show, a Magnum PI, and he said, it's wrong to kill whales. And for that, they got a Genesis Award.
Wow.
but it has come a long way, and now we have shows like Boston Legal who have entire episode, the court cases are about very intricate animal protection issues. And this year we actually had 53 nominated works that were featured in the room, 53 in the media that have spotlighted animal issues.
So you have a committee that reviews nominees?
Yeah, we have an awards committee of 15 people from the animal protection movement from different areas of it. Some represent different animal protection groups. Some just have long-term experience as volunteers, but they all have a history. They all bring a different aspect, and they spend hours and hours viewing and reading the different works, and then through a long process and debate and argument and agreement, come up with the nominees and ultimately the winners.
Do you know what some of Gretchen's favorites were? Some of the favorite award winners?
We always have the people. It's interesting you ask that because there are the ones that do come back. I mean, David E. Kelly with The Practice and Boston Legal. He is, you know, he's very prolific with putting animal issues in and in a very sophisticated way. Of course, the Nature series on PBS, many times of Fred Kaufman, who's the executive producer, have wonderful works. You know, we basically have developed relationships with some of these shows because they do come back a lot. HBO had Dealing Dogs this year,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so...
Which was a wonderful documentary.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Last Chance for Animals and Chris DeRose. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So when will the Genesis Awards be broadcast then? Do you know, or the next one?
We're still working on a date for it this year. We are not on Animal Planet this year, and it is the first year in 16 years that we haven't been on Discovery or Animal Planet, and we were very disappointed about that. But we're looking for we have some interest right now, which I can't say, but we will be sending out a huge email blast and promoting it when we get our air date.
Okay, and of course I will promote it. And I don't know if you heard, there's a very good chance that, in fact, I'm really, I'd say a 99% sure chance that this program is going to go on the Air America network. So we'll get the word out for you on many radio stations
That'll
around the country.
That'll be fantastic, and congratulations on that.
Congratulations to the animals, I hope. That's in the spirit of Gretchen Weiler to get the word out and expose.
Make her proud.
Yeah, yeah, and she's been a guest on the show a number of times, and
yep.
it was wonderful having her on. But I was at the taping of the most recent one, and she spoke there, and I was a little sad to, you know, well, I think a lot of people were sad to see her in the physical condition that she was at that time. I think a lot of people were in tears. But there has been established a Weiler Award now, right?
We did. This was the first year. We wanted to, we really wanted to honor in perpetuity. She founded the awards. She was the awards. And we really wanted to do something to honor her. She was so pleased and so proud of that award and was so determined to present it herself. Mm. And I'm so pleased she was able to not only get up there on the stage, because, as you say, you know, she was very weak. She was very determined to do it. She just, when she got up on the stage, though, she just came back to the vitality that she had. It really was a jolt of energy for her.
Sure. Mm.
But also, I'm so pleased that she was able to see the show, executive produced by myself and the staff, that made her know, and she told me this herself, that it will go on, and it will succeed, and it will grow after she stepped down.
That's wonderful. Well, I felt, you know, that if there was anybody who didn't deserve to suffer any pain, it was Gretchen Weiler. That was really...
She spent her whole life trying to make sure that animals felt no pain, so in some ways it's even sadder that way.
Yeah, what a wonderful person.
But you know what? She had a wonderful, wonderful life, and she said that many times. She just really, despite the fact that she was fighting against such cruelty and such sadness, and it affected her very deeply. It truly did. But she really believed and felt that she just lived every minute of her life, and she did.
Mm-hmm. And she you know, at the end of her life, she could look back and be proud that she, you know, she, there were accomplishments there, you know, and what a role model she was, and what an inspiration. So, Beverly Caskey, I want to thank you for being on today. And should people get in touch or stay aware, looking for the Genesis Awards? What should we do?
Well, if any of the listeners would like to be on our save the date notification, they can certainly email us at contact@hsushollywood.org.
Okay, contact@hsushollywood.org.
And they can visit our website at hsushollywood.org.
Thank you so much, Beverly Caskey.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much. Take care. Okay. And here we are in our little studio in the woods in Northern California. And juggling interviews. Is that Jane? That's Jane on the line. Jane, yes. Garrison.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jane Garrison.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. I haven't spoken to you in quite a while. You were an activist with PETA for many years, and we were in contact. I know that people looked at you as a great expert on elephants in particular, and I want to thank you for being with us today. Not the happiest occasion. We were just talking to Beverly Caskey of the Genesis Awards, and you, Jane, what have you been up to lately, by the way?
The biggest project I worked on in the last probably 2 years since I last saw you is that I was I played a significant role in the rescue efforts in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
And I was down there for 7 weeks right after the storm and rescued about 1,300 animals myself.
Oh, yes. And
then stayed down there and helped organize some trapping plans and helping the animals down there. And I just did a cross-country move back to California, so lately I've been pretty busy just unpacking boxes.
Great. And, but, you know, this show is such a parade of heroes. I can't believe, you know, I mean, talking about Gretchen Weiler, who is a true hero, but you are too, Jane. I mean, that was amazing what you were doing with Katrina. I mean, everybody was just so impressed with your efforts, and, you know, thank you so much. You're, that's really giving.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, really. So, and you were close to Gretchen Weiler also.
I was very close to her. I considered her one of my best friends, and I spent quite a lot of time with her in the last few months since I moved back out to California. Her and I have been friends for probably about 13 years.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet?
We met actually through the animal rights movement. I was working for PETA at the time, and working on elephant issues, and she contacted me and said she had been following the work I was doing, and she absolutely loved elephants, and she was so horrified by the way they were treated and kept in captivity.
Well,
and she invited me to be on the Genesis Awards Committee, which I was honored to be on, and we just became fast friends, and she just became one of my closest friends. So the loss of Gretchen not only hits very far and wide for the animal community and the animals she touched, but personally, it's been such a loss. I miss her dearly already.
Mm. And, well, she lived to, I guess we could say, to see Ruby leave the L.A. Zoo for a sanctuary. She lived at least that long, you know.
She did, and on Thursday, I spent time with her, and I spent time with her on Saturday, and then, you know, she passed early Sunday morning. But on Thursday when I was with her, I actually read to her the wonderful story on the introduction of Ruby to the other elephants. So, and that was such an important issue for her. She was the first person to hear about the move of Ruby from the LA Zoo, and she truly was the driving force behind getting Ruby to the sanctuary. So I'm just so thankful that she actually lived to know that Ruby was safe and was in a better place and was with other elephants and could now enjoy the rest of her life in peace.
Mm, that's amazing. So she was quite an activist, huh?
Oh, she was. She definitely was. I mean, certainly Gretchen had lots of issues that she worked on, but elephants were very dear to her heart. She actually, one of her goals after she retired was that she wanted to actually create a full feature film about the plight of elephants. And this was something that she wanted to work on once she retired from the HSUS Hollywood office and she stopped running the Genesis Awards. And her desire to do that got even stronger after a several-week trip to Africa, which was a gift from a friend to her as a retirement gift. And she went and to Kenya and throughout Africa. And when she came back, I had made arrangements for her to visit with Daphne Sheldrick in Kenya and see the orphan baby elephants and spend some time with Daphne. And I'll never forget that when Gretchen came back and she called me and she was just on cloud nine about how amazing her trip was, she said, "I am even more passionate now about fighting for elephants after I've seen how they should be living."
Mm.
So elephants were really very dear to her heart. And what I find it very ironic in a sense because in my mind, Gretchen was truly the matriarch of our animal rights movement. She was fighting animals for the past 40 years. She was a huge figure in so many issues. And just her never-ending passion or never-ending drive. I mean, she was tenacious when it came to animals. Just the same way a matriarch of an elephant herd would be about protecting their family and doing what is right. And that was Gretchen.
Hmm. So now, what about Maggie in Alaska, the elephant in the zoo in Alaska, Jane?
You know, Bob, I had started trying to free Maggie back in 96 when I was working for PETA. And at the time, the zoo was owned by a woman. It was a small, you know, roadside zoo. And I had been in touch with that woman, and I had done petitions and media and all kinds of things to try to get Maggie out of Alaska. And Gretchen was horrified by that as well. You know, an elephant alone, first of all, a female elephant should never be alone because they're social animals. So the first problem is that you have an elephant who's alone after her companion died up in Alaska. And the second thing is, you know, pretty obvious to anyone. A child who learns one thing about elephants would know that an African elephant certainly does not belong in Alaska.
So Alaska is not in Africa?
No.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I just, you know, the school system the way it is now, I'm not sure, you know, the
that's
map.
That's right. And Alaska's weather is quite different than the weather in Africa, that's for sure. And she's really locked inside the barn of the zoo.
And they brought in a treadmill, right? Or a treadmill for her or something?
Yeah, that just shows you how little that zoo actually knows about elephants, to think that putting her on a treadmill is actually all she needs, that she doesn't need the companionship of other elephants, that she doesn't need to feel the wonderful feeling of the sun on her back and to roll in mud and to swim and all the things that are very important to elephants.
Mm.
So it just shows you that the zoo in Alaska, they certainly don't know even about elephants. So in knowing that and seeing that, you wonder, there's no way they could care for Maggie just because they know so little about elephants. If they truly knew about elephants, they would send her off to a sanctuary where she can be in a more appropriate climate and she can be among other elephants and enjoy the rest of her life.
Might she be next to get our attention for a sanctuary? Is that?
I think that Maggie's start getting quite a bit of attention. You know, it's come, you know, up and down through the years, and it's been a very frustrating fight for lots of people, but I know that some activists have actually taken on the again to try to free Maggie, and you know, I think what a wonderful tribute it would be to Gretchen to free an elephant in her honor, because she also was just horrified that Maggie was up there in Alaska.
Wouldn't that be great for us to dedicate ourselves to helping Maggie now in honor of Gretchen?
It really would. That's a fabulous, fabulous thought.
Let's do that.
Yes.
We have the media. We're going to take over the Air America Radio Network shortly, so we'll have a lot of support for doing that. Jane Garrison, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for being on. Maybe 30 seconds if there's anything we didn't get to that you wanted to about Gretchen? Or?
Well, I know that the HSUS Hollywood office in lieu of flowers is collecting donations, and that's what Gretchen wanted. And whether you send a donation or you touch the life of an animal today or tomorrow or any time in the future, it would certainly make Gretchen smile down on us to know that you're doing something, because she did everything.
She did. She's so wonderful, larger than life.
Oh, she really, really was. She was one of a kind, and I believe that I'll never meet anyone like her again in my life. She made us laugh. She made us cry. But she was an inspiration to anyone who ever had the honor of coming in her presence or meeting her or seeing the work that she did. And I know all of us are going to miss her terribly.
We are, definitely. And but you know something, Jane? You're just like her.
Thank you. I take that as a huge compliment.
Well, I mean, look, yeah. I mean, it's just great. I mean, I'm in awe, you know. I mean, that's what the show is about. It's just this parade of heroes that keeps going on. So.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thanks so much, Jane. Good to talk to you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I will ask Peter. Well, Peter is handling the phones here as we're juggling four interviews. Peter, I think, is it time for music? Was that where I am on the sheet here? Okay, it's. I think.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Marcia Kramer.
Oh, hi, Marcia. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. It's good to have you here. I need to ask you to hold on. We have a little calendar and. Commercials we have to take care of, so
sure.
You can hold on. I'm so glad you made it through today. We're juggling so many people. Gretchen Wilder was so popular, and it's funny, in talking to people who were suggesting who might come on the show to talk about Gretchen, everybody was suggesting everybody.
Oh.
You know, it's like everybody loves Gretchen.
I know.
And you'll be able to give us a unique perspective on her show business career.
I shall.
Coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thanks.
Okay. Guess I'm supposed to find the calendar. Okay, events calendar, Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And please remember how important it is for you to make a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio. We are going on the Air America Network. We're collecting now. We have enough pledges where we believe if people come through, we can go on the air. So I would like to be able to
have $50,000 together for distribution costs for this program to be on Air America and the XM Satellite Network. I'd like to be able to have that by June 11th. If we do, we'll be on Air America the following weekend, June 16th, that weekend. If it takes another week to get the $50,000 together, we'll be on the next week. But we have to take over the airwaves. There's never been a vegan animal rights, animal liberation program on a major network. And we intend to hijack those airwaves. And the Air America listeners will welcome us with flowers and chocolates. I promise. Just like in, the chocolate would have to be not milk chocolate, of course, vegan dark chocolate. So the summer picnic by the bay is happening Saturday, June 9th at 1 p.m. San Francisco Vegetarian Society putting this on at Crissy Field near the warming hut at the end of Mason Street Presidio near the Golden Gate Bridge. San Francisco children of all ages and companion animals are very welcome. So we'd like to see you there. You can call 415-273-5481. And information is at the sfvs.org. Getting this off of a letter sent to me from Dixie May, the president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Oh, down at the bottom here, she says SFVS also pledged $500. And so they're helping us in our Air America cause. Great. So get involved with the summer picnic by the bay next Saturday, June 9th, 1 p.m. And go to sfvs.org. Oh, the Harmony Festival is coming to Santa Rosa. Is that next weekend also? Check it out. Google it on the internet. A vegan cooking class, Mexican and Southwestern cuisine, being presented by Compassionate Cooks. That's happening on June 16th. Three bean chili, polenta and pine nut stuffed peppers, and spicy seitan tostadas, and ensalada de frijoles, and chili cornbread muffins. Anyway, information is online, and you can register online at CompassionateCooks.com, CompassionateCooks.com. Don't forget the Animal Rights Conference, Animal Rights 2007, coming up in Los Angeles, July 19th through the 23rd. It's the world's largest and oldest animal rights conference. Hundreds of sessions, including workshops and rap sessions, and 80 speakers from all sectors of the animal rights movement. Plus, we will be concentrating on defeating the unconstitutional law recently passed by the Bush regime, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Well, there are videos and a gala, vegan meals. Go to the website, go to farmusa.org, farmusa.org. Mention Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and you get a $20 discount off of the registration. So please do that. And then let me just go into the spot break quickly here then. We get support from this program from your tax-deductible donations and sponsors, advertisers who have vegan and cruelty-free products like Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Go ahead, say that three times fast. Then eat your words, because Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps are really delicious and perfect for dips, topping, or snacking right out of the bag. Invite Mr. Crisper's to lunch or to your next party. The vegan varieties are sea salt and pepper, barbecue, and new multi-seed, made with organic brown rice from California. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. That's Mr. Crisper's with a K and the crisps with a K. No wheaten, gluten, cholesterol, or trans fats, but plenty of taste. Asian cultures have enjoyed the healthy benefits of rice snacks for thousands of years. Now you can enjoy Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Look for the vegan varieties sea salt and pepper, barbecue, and new multi-seed, available at your Natural Foods Market, Sam's Club, and select grocery stores everywhere.
Are given to people animal burgers.
What? When they can be given the people sunshine burgers? That's outrageous. Sunshine burgers have been around since 1983. Have you discovered them yet?
protein-packed sunshine burgers. Protein from the sunflower, energy from the sun. Sunshine burgers are simply delicious from simple ingredients like the original. Certified organic ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, herbs, and sea salt. Delicious. Or try the organic, zesty Southwestern sunshine burgers. Ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, black beans, bell peppers, cilantro, garlic, jalapeno, cumin seeds, onion, sea salt. Magnifico. Look for sunshine burgers in the frozen food section of your natural foods market, where you'll also find the barbecue sunshine burger with natural smoke flavor. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free. Sunshine burgers, rich in fiber, potassium, iron, and vitamin E. The gourmet burger since 1983, oven-baked, pre-cooked, just heat and serve. Sunshine burger.
Experiments on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money.
And they don't experiment with animals with goji juice, Himalayan goji juice. Dr. Earl Mindell said it's his most amazing health discovery in 40 years of his career, the author of the Vitamin Bible. Well, they know about the goji berry in Asia for thousands of years. They have a two-week festival dedicated to the goji berry. Goji means happy. People are happy on drinking goji juice, and they're happy, and there's so much more, amazing arthritis relief and proven cancer protection, all over cell rejuvenation. Go to the website, govegan.freelife.com, for information, a 90-day money-back guarantee, pain alleviation, all sorts of studies. Go to govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com. And we go back to the phone to Marcia Kramer on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Marcia, again, thanks for being on today's program.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Sure. I wish it were a happier circumstance, but
I know.
We are mourning Gretchen Weiler, who touched us all and touched
Absolutely.
You. How did your show business careers, your paths cross?
I met Gretchen in doing summer stock out of New York. We met in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the summer of 1972, doing a production of Company. And it was an instant friendship. I mean, everybody, I think, feels that Gretchen is their friend when they meet them, when they meet her. But she was dynamic and warm and so inspiring. And when we got back to New York City, I became involved with her program at the ASPCA. She was on the board then of the ASPCA in New York, and she ran a program for volunteers to work at the A and help people adopt animals. So we used to meet up at her house, and I worked at the A for quite a while in New York. And then we just stayed close, and when she came to California, it was about the same time I came back to California. And I became involved then in the Genesis Awards, so I've been on the Genesis Committee with her for 17 years. And we did another play together in 1996. We did MAME. She played Vera Charles, and I was Gooch, and that was a tour with Juliette Prowse, and it was wonderful. It was great to be on the stage again with Gretchen.
With an icon.
I mean, look,
she was in Guys and Dolls and Silk Stockings and Damn Yankees and Bye Bye Birdie and Sly Fox and Dallas, Judging Amy, Providence.
Absolutely. You know, she started out in the ensemble. She was a ballet dancer. She started out in the ballet ensemble of St. Louis Muni Opera and then went from there into Where's Charlie with Ray Bolger, and he's the one who changed her name. Her name was Gretchen Winicky. And he said, no, you've got to be Gretchen Weiler. So she was thrilled that she got her name from Ray Bolger.
From Ray Bolger, from The Wizard of Oz.
That's right. That's right. And they stayed close. And then she went from there into the ensemble of Guys and Dolls, understudying Adelaide and on Broadway, and went from there into Silk Stockings. I don't know if you have a moment for me to this story that in fact, I don't know if you've seen this wonderful documentary by Rick McKay called Broadway, The Golden Age. But she talks about how she went into Silk Stockings. They had really wanted her, and they wanted her to understudy, and she had understudied already in Guys and Dolls, and, you know, she didn't want to do that anymore. But they realized the understudy that they had hired was very weak, and finally they enticed her to come back, and she was actually, when she came back, they had an understudy ready, so she was the second understudy. And one night, she heard as she signed in at the stage door that the understudy checked in and told the stage door man, she said, look, I've got an audition in New York tomorrow. This was out of town. This was before the show opened on Broadway. And she said, I've got an audition in New York, so don't tell anybody, but I've checked in. I'm going into New York. So Gretchen knew she was gone, and Gretchen was standing backstage, and being the consummate professional in whatever she did, she was consummate. She was watching the show, and the woman playing the part she was going to understudy got sick in the middle of the first act. So Gretchen went to the dressing room, got ready, because she knew that the first understudy was gone. Mm. And they came to her, and she went on, and it was magic from then on. They said she stepped in this featured role and stopped the show with a number that had been almost cut from the show because it wasn't working. And she not only saved that number, but saved the show. And it was amazing. And Brooks Atkinson in the New York Times gave her raves on Broadway when she opened. She won the Outer Critics Circle Drama Award for her supporting role in Silk Stockings on Broadway. So it was one of those dream things, you know, of the understudy coming on. It was the year after Shirley MacLaine had done that in Pajama Game and had taken over for the lead. So it was quite a time for understudies.
Sure. Well, to me, I grew up in New York, so it seems like I always knew the name Gretchen Wyler. Just
right.
From, you know, it just floats around out there from Broadway or TV shows or whatever. So, I mean, that's a name I've known all my life. So it was interesting to meet her, and it was like, ooh, Gretchen Wyler knows my name. Wow.
I know. Well, you know, she has even said, you know, she said, I was trained as a dancer, and I was a very good dancer. So when they kept asking me to replace people, because she was, I think if you go on as a replacement, you have to be as good, if not more special than the original, to keep the flow of the show going and to just to keep it going. Mm-hmm. So she went on to replace Gwen Verdon in Damn Yankees. And then Cheetah Rivera in Bye Bye Birdie, and then went to London and replaced Juliet Prowse in Sweet Charity.
Mm.
So, you know, even though she never really got to originate any of those roles, I think she really still made them her own, and she said she just loved it because she was doing great shows and great roles for dancers.
All of that good practice and rehearsal for hosting the Genesis Awards.
Well, you know, that's what makes her so special, because she had that charisma and that charm.
Yes.
In anything she did, from her performing to her work with people and educating people for her animal beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she will certainly be missed. We just have maybe another 30 seconds or a minute. I don't know if there was anything you wanted to cover, anything else that you wanted to say about Gretchen.
No, I just think that here's somebody who had two fabulous careers, you know, in the theater and in their animal rights work. And she was really an inspiration and somebody that it's really hard to think of not being here in the flesh anymore.
I know. Well, see, to me, knowing the name since childhood, there's always been Gretchen Wyler there. And
absolutely.
And then to find, you know, that I respected her so much for what she did. I mean, to expose animal cruelty in mass media, that there's nothing more
and
important.
And what an intelligent way to do it, you know, to go out there and educate people and let them know about these atrocities. That's such a brilliant way. That, you know, through the Genesis Awards. It was a stroke of genius, I think.
Sure. And she said cruelty can't stand the spotlight.
Correct.
Right? But she certainly was great in the spotlight.
She was.
Yeah.
Marcia
Kramer, thank you so much for being on Go Vegan today. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks. A pleasure having you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. Well, Virginia Hanley hasn't called yet, no? So, okay. So let me see if I can... we will... await her, and let's see if I can get to Animal News and Views. I believe we can get to a few items here. I wanted to hold, I don't know if Virginia's going to call, but it's really important. SB 880, the bill related to a sale of kangaroo products. Oh no, it's moved out of committee onto the full Senate. In California. So advocates now need to contact assembly members and Governor Schwarzenegger to defeat SB 880.
It's really incredible that we would go back to the dark ages, and we've had protections for kangaroo products for so many years in California. It would be horrible. Those protections go back to 1973, and then they were again strengthened in 1984. And now the cruel onslaught that will happen with SB 880. So that's really important that you contact your California representative on that. Let's see. I received a communique from the North American Animal Liberation Press Office. It says recently in May in Hamilton, Canada, a UPS copy center had its windows smashed by the ALF in support of the Shack 7 and the Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty campaign. Huntington Life Sciences, it says, here is one of the world's largest animal testing labs. It has three facilities, one in New Jersey and two in England, and where animals are forced to inhale and ingest excessive amounts of chemicals, pesticides, coffee sweeteners, GMOs, diet pills, and then they're killed and dissected. And every day, 500 animals, including dogs, cats, mice, primates, and rabbits, die at the hands of perverse scientists. Scientists in quotes there. Anyway, this communique says companies like UPS, DHL, York Refrigeration, Thermo Fisher Scientific, etc., are all suppliers to HLS. Without their support, HLS and its cruelty stops. UPS has a monopoly on the surface traffic of animals shipped to slaughter. Day in and day out, UPS trucks ship wild and domesticated animals into a laboratory where they never see the light of day again. The abuse stops when the truck stops, this says. So there you have it, ALF, Hamilton, Canada. So you may want to make a different choice of UPS when deciding to ship yourself. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has voted 10-1 in favor of not feeding wild parrots in city parks for their own good. So that's for the wild parrots. Good news. It prevents disease from being spread and prevents the parrots from being more domesticated and, you know, being fed by humans. They become friendly with humans. It puts them more in danger. So it's please don't feed the wild parrots of Telegraph Hill, you know. So let them stay wild. Let them stay away from people who could hurt them if they do become more domesticated, okay? So let's see here. Oh, about two dozen groups from, let's see. Oh, we have one more minute? Okay. About two dozen groups from Europe and Latin America gathered in Lisbon, Portugal, just days ago for the 19th International Anti-Bullfighting Summit in an attempt to push strategies to end bullfighting worldwide. Go to animal.org.pt, as in Portugal, animal.org.pt. And again, please, we are collecting now to get us on the Air America Radio Network. I need your tax-deductible donation. If you made a pledge, please make it payable to Go Vegan Radio. Send it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. It's tax-deductible. You can donate online at goveganradio.org. We need to collect so we can get on Air America mid-June. Check the website for all information and updates. GoVeganRadio.org.